This is the old Blois, and you know I was telling you about Founders Day in the last podcast, and well, we celebrated it here yesterday. We had, you know, they had a regular picnic, and the school kids marched down here, you know, in their parade. I told you they stopped that a couple of years ago, but since Francine Adams has come down here, well, they started it up again. And so they had their parade and their choir come down here and sung. And they, you know, my girl was in it. She done a solo down here. And so it was a real good celebration. And then they had the picnic, you know, and they had the barbecue and all kinds of, you know, good food, black eyed peas and cabbage and turnip greens and you know, different stuff like that. And then they had you know, watermelon and had some cantaloupe and all kinds of, you know, pies and cakes. And I don't believe nobody went away hungry. I can tell you that. I can tell you that everybody got plenty to eat. But you remember I was telling you about old Francine. You know, she's a teacher down here, and she was wanting to do some research on Founders Day to find out not only about Founders Day, but she wanted to know, you know, the truth about how this country was settled down here. And because there's been all kinds of stories that was floating around about how it was settled and who settled it. And the story was, you know, that I learned when I was in school was that, oh, there was this fella named Walter Black. And he come down here and bought this land up and built a settlement and people moved in down here and that's how this settlement of Wildwood was you know, come to be. And that was the story that I learned when I was in school. And but there wasn't much else known about it. So Francine, you know, she learned how to do that research when she was up there at the university, you know, and she come down here, and she wanted to find out, you know, she growed up down here and she wanted to find out about, how this country was settled. And so she started doing research and started trying to read books and going to the library and different stuff to find out. And she said she couldn't find out nothing. She said it was like somebody had thrown a stone wall up, you know. She just meant that, you know, she couldn't find out nothing, that it seemed like it was a secret. And she couldn't find no mention of Walter Black down here. And she said there was a Walter Black up there in Osceola, but there wasn't no Walter Black down here. And she didn't know where that story come from. Well, I told her, you know, I said, well, Francine, you know, keep me posted if you learn anything. I said, I'd like to know the truth, which I would. And, you know, I told you in the last podcast that she had told me some stuff, and I told you it was kind of disappointing to me. Well, I didn't really mean it was disappointing. What I meant to say was that if you've learned something all your life and then you find out that it ain't true, you know, you have to learn it again. And, you know, I'm getting pretty old. I can't learn like I used to could. And so I've got to forget everything that I learned and to learn it over again. And that's what I meant by being disappointing, because I don't care how it was settled. You know, I want to know the truth, just like everybody does. Well, Francine, you know, she told me there wasn't no Walter Black, and I'd heard of Walter Black all my life. So I didn't know what to make out of that, and Francine went down to talk to Flossie Butts, because, you know, she just one of the women in the neighborhood that Francine knows, and she went down to talk to Flossie Butts. And of course, Flossie ain't from around here. She growed up somewhere north of here. And she told Francine that. She said, I don't know, you know, as much about it as you do. But she said, you know, I've been taking care of old Emily down here, and she's a good friend of mine. And she said, if anybody down here would know anything about it, it would be Emily. And she said, next time I see Emily, I'll talk to her about it and see what she says. So next time Flossie seen Emily, she got asking her about how this country was settled. Asked her, did she know anything about it? And old Emily said, yeah, she knowed quite a bit about it. Said, she used to talk to people down here that knowed how the country was settled, and she said she didn't think, though, that people down here would want to know. She said she thought they probably would just want to go on believing what they had believed up to this point. And Flossie said, why, Emily, I don't think that's true. She said, I think people would want to know the truth. And Emily said, well, you know, people, they don't want to give Afro-Americans no credit for doing anything. And she said, I don't know if everybody's like that or not, but she said, I think probably the best thing to do would just be to forget it. And Flossie said, why, Emily, that ain't true. She said, the people down here, she said, they ain't got no prejudices. She said, you know, you and me has always been real good friends. And she said, every time they have a picnic down here or party, you know, everybody's invited and we all mingle together. And she said it might have used to have been that way, but she said it ain't that way no more. And so she talked to Emily, talked to Francine, and I didn't mean to say that. Flossie talked to Francine and told her what Emily had said. And Francine said, well, Flossie, I want to go down there with you because I want to settle her straight on that. And so they went down there and talked to Emily, and Francine said, Emily, that ain't true no more. Said, now, it used to be true down here to some extent. Said, probably not to the same degree that it was in other places, but she said they probably was some prejudice down here at one time or another. But she said, if you know anything about how this country was settled, we really would appreciate your letting us know, because as I said, I'm working on a book, and said I've got to have some help if I'm gonna write this book. And so Emily, you know, she told her that she'd tell her what she knowed, and she told her a lot about how this country was settled, but she told her that there was a Walter Black, and said he was from up in Osceola, and Francine said, "Well, yeah, I saw that," but said he didn't come down here. And Emily said, "Oh yeah, he did." She said, "What he done?" Said he was a speculator, and said he speculated in land, and said he told lies about the land up there in Osceola, and had tried to sell it to people, told them stories that wasn't true about it, and said he got in trouble with the law, and they was going to put him in jail. And what he had done is he had changed his name to Johnny Greenwood, and said he had moved down here. So when you saw Johnny Greenwood, and you said, "If you look, you'll see Johnny Greenwood on the roll." And she said, "That's really Walter Black is who that is." And Francine got to looking at the documents down here and the papers and the books in the library, and she found out, sure enough, that, yeah, Johnny Greenwood had bought up this land down here. And he had bought it for, it was swamp is what it was. Hadn't been drained. And he bought the land up real cheap. And he had heard that the railroad was coming down here. So he was buying up this land, and he was going to wait till the railroad come down here, and then he was going to sell it to all the people and make him a ton of money. Well, as it turned out, the railroad didn't come down here. It went to Helena instead. So Johnny Greenwood, or Walter Black, whatever you want to call him, well, see, he had paid all that money for that land, even though he had bought it cheap. He had bought a bunch of it, and now he couldn't sell it, no way at all. And he was up to his ears in debt, and they was going to put him in jail down here, because he owed all this money and he wasn't paying it off, and he'd owed it to the bank, and the bank was going to foreclose on him, and they was going to arrest him for misrepresenting what he had bought. So he had to sell the land is what it was. And so there was this fella over here in Tennessee, and he was a Afro-American gentleman, and his name was John Baker. And John Baker was looking for a place. See, they had all kinds of trouble over in Tennessee, and what he wanted to do was get out of there and settle somewheres away from everybody and build up a community where everybody was, could get along with each other. So he come down here, and he run into old Johnny Greenwood. And so Johnny Greenwood tried to sell him the land. Well, old John Baker, wasn't no fool. And so he made him what they call a counter offer. And it wasn't nothing like what Johnny Greenwood was expecting to get. But he didn't have no choice, because he was about to go to jail. So John Baker bought this land down here for a whole lot less than what Johnny Greenwood or Walter Black, whatever you want to call him, he bought it from him for a whole lot less than what he paid for it. But Walter Black didn't have no choice but to sell it to him. And so that's how this country got settled down here in the first place. And Emily told Francine, she said, now there was a book that we used to read when we was in school, and said, y'all probably didn't have it in your schools. You know, that was back when schools were separate, and that ain't like that no more, but it was back then. And she said, we had this book that we'd always read, and she said she thought that the preacher up there had the book. And so Francine went up there and talked to the preacher, and he showed her the book. And so that's about all that I can tell you right now. Francine told me, she said, now, I ain't going to tell you no more about it until I get, you know, through with the story and find out the whole thing, because she said there's some stories that's true and there's some that ain't, and so till I get to the bottom of it, I ain't going to say nothing else about it. And she said, but I will give you a copy of the book when I get through writing it. And so I told her that really was the right thing to do. I said, get all the information straight so that we all will know the truth about it. And so she's doing her research now, but it's going to take her, you know, year, maybe 2 years, maybe longer than that, before she can get the story. But it's real interesting what you can find out. And now that she's told me, you know, I'm glad that I know the truth, because I don't like to know stuff, you know, that ain't so. And it's a shame that all that story got started about Walter Black. But see, we didn't know no better. And the people that told us that story didn't know no better. And the community was not founded in 1881. It was started up in 1883, because that was the year that John Baker moved down here and bought up the land. So anyway, that's all I can tell you right now until Francine publishes her book, and then I'm going to read it. And if it's anything else that, you know, that I find interesting, I'm going to do another podcast on it. But I think it's really a fascinating story, if you'll know the truth, about how stuff can get changed, you know, and distorted. Because, see, we had it all wrong. And so it is good to know the truth about it. And so I'll let you know when I find out something else. It might be two or three years from now. But whenever I find out some more information about it, I'll let you know.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.